These Nuts.
Hey everyone, it's These Nuts. We are absolutely nuts about all things real estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or borrowing, we cover the topics that matter to you, and even the ones you didn't know you needed to be concerned with. We are your hosts,
Shane Hollenbach, nationally recognized mortgage lender,
and Jason Crittenden, one of the highest ranked realtors in all of Arizona.
Jason, why does that matter?
Well, because we have some advice, we have some experience, and we believe you should pay attention.
And do we have any promises?
We do. We'll keep it short and sweet. We'll pump out quality daily content covering real estate questions you've been dying to ask for about selling a home, buying a home, or how to get finance.
You have questions?
We have answers. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode. This is actually a re-record. The last recording we did for this topic, it just didn't work. So we decided, let's not post it.
And it's good enough. It's good enough of a topic that we do need to cover it.
Yeah, it's absolutely for a newbie. Like if you have never bought a home, this will be a great topic for you. And the topic today is earnest deposits. What are they and how much are they? So let's just get right into this. Shane, what would you say an earnest deposit at its lowest level? I mean, what is it?
Well, an earnest deposit is kind of good faith money that you present to the seller.
Mm-hmm.
It's not held by the seller. We'll get into that. But you present it to the seller to kind of take you serious.
Okay.
That I'm writing an offer on your property. And if you accept, we now have a contractual obligation, which means that you owe me the obligation of selling the house and I owe you the obligation of buying the house.
Right.
And that earnest deposit is there as good faith money should I renege.
Yeah, I got it. So I call it skin in the game. When I'm with a client, I say, hey, you've got to have some skin in the game. Otherwise, there is literally no glue
holding it together.
Holding this together.
You know, the seller has a house.
Yeah.
But you don't have anything.
You don't have anything in the game. And so if you walk, then what is the consolation prize for the other guy, right? Other than the fact that you could be sued, but I mean,
yeah,
it's glue, right? It's skin in the game. So,
and it's also psychological strength too. It tells that seller they're serious.
Yeah. Okay. So that's my next question is, what kind of rules of thumb is there for an earnest money deposit? Like, what's usual and customary? And I would say, again, when I'm with a client, there is no rule, at least here in Arizona, United States of America. You could do a dollar if you wanted to.
Not going to show a lot of strength.
Yeah. You could do $100, you could do $500. What I typically will tell clients and what I see a lot of professional agents will say, hey, at minimum do 1% or 1,000, whichever is greater. Mm-hmm. Now I haven't seen a house under $100,000 in quite some time, but if you had a $75,000 property, maybe a piece of land,
yeah,
I would still, then let's go with $1,000 on that. But anything else is 1%. So on a $350,000 house, let's do $3,500.
And then sometimes if you got, that first-time home buyer that's maybe getting some assistance or a gift from family and you get
they might have to do it less.
They might have to go a grand.
Yeah. And I've had, for example, USDA or veteran buyers, if you don't know on this podcast, those are both zero down
options.
You don't have to put down any money on those ones. And sometimes you do it just because it's a great loan or whatever. Sometimes you just don't have the money. And so that's an option for you. And so that guy might only put down $1,000, for example, because
maybe all he has.
He doesn't have it. Yeah. And he doesn't have a ton of money. That's why he's going with a zero down loan program, perhaps. Right. So now you've put down your earnest deposit, or let's just say this, you've got a contract accepted, which means you need to deposit this money somewhere. Right.
And do you write a check straight to the seller?
Yeah. So you don't do that. That would be awesome. The sellers. What you actually do is it ends up getting held by an escrow company. And the reason for that is the way I like to describe it is that we're now going to play a game of football. It's literally football season, right? We're about to go into the Super Bowl. And so let's use a football analogy. There's two teams, right? Seller and buyer is the name of those teams.
Yep.
And then there's a rule book. That's the contract. That's the playbook that the referee, which is escrow or title company, is going to have to play by. And if the buyer does everything they're supposed to do, then the escrow referee will say, all right, well, you get to keep that money. It'll be applied towards your down payment.
You delivered on what your obligation was.
Yep. Touchdown for you. If you get a penalty and you don't do what you're supposed to do and you walk on that contract, then it could be awarded to the other team, which would be the seller in this case. And so the earnest deposit would be usually their call. In some circumstances, it might go to legal or mediation, but typically, most times it's pretty cut and dry who did what wrong.
Yeah.
And that's why the contracts exist, to make sure that everybody knows what the rules are and
And that also, I think that goes back and supports, you know, how much. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't, as a buyer's agent, you obviously don't want to, you want to mitigate your exposure to risk of your clients.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
As a seller's agent, you want to mitigate your exposure to risk to clients. Sure. So you have to come up with that happy medium where you show strength and good faith,
mm-hmm.
but not just, either not too little or not too much, right?
Yeah.
Where the scales tip.
There are some, here in Arizona, like the market is super hot.
Yes.
Everything you write down on the contract is literally just a piece of a puzzle to try to win this contract. So yes. Not everything is just price. Like if you're a new agent, you might think, oh, give them full price. And like, that's a great contract. Well, not necessarily. Someone else might be doing full price or not asking for concessions, not asking for home warranty, not asking for washer, dryer, refrigerator. They're doing a 7-day inspection instead of a 10. Maybe they're waiving inspections. Maybe they're doing an escalation clause so that they'll pay. I'll beat anyone eBay style, $1,000 over.
Million different tactics.
Earnest deposit can be one of those things. You could say to the seller, like, hey, man, I'm going to put down $20,000 earnest deposit. So you know I'm sticking around.
I'm serious.
I'm going to close on this deal.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that because there's no way I'm walking on 20. If you wanted to go really deep, you could be like, I'll make it non-refundable day one.
Yeah.
Regardless of the amount.
Yep.
So I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Seller, whether I buy this house or not, if I walk during my inspection period, you still get to have my money.
You as a seller have nothing to lose.
You can take my deal. Yeah, you take my deal because you're going to get paid for your trouble no matter what, right? Yeah. And so earnest deposit is a piece of the pie, and it's something that you should consider carefully with your agent when you're making an offer on a property. At the end of the day, I think we just kind of mentioned it, but where does the earnest money get applied?
It just gets applied to the buyer's side.
Okay, so you have a $10,000 down payment, for example, and you put down $2,000 earnest deposit at the end, you just come up with eight.
You've already made the deposit. Title's going to collect the rest.
Got it. All right, guys. Well, that's that. Thanks for tuning in today and listening. We'll see you right back here tomorrow with another episode from These Real Estate Nuts.
And that's solid gold.
Yes. If you live in Arizona and you're looking to buy or sell or get a mortgage or refinance, we'd love to earn your business. Text LOAN to 602-975-2772 to reach Shane about buying or refinancing strategies. Text HOME to Jason at 602-975-2772. If you're looking to sell or buy in Arizona, or if you need a referral for out of state from my expansive national network. Guys, thanks for listening. Catch these real estate nuts on the flip side.